Welcome to the podcast of First Baptist Church of Robbinsville. Thank you for joining us. We trust that the teaching of God's Word will speak to you.
Happy New Year's, everyone. Good morning. So good to open up in 2022, celebrating and singing of the greatness of our God. If you have a Bible, please turn to Luke chapter 11 and move to the edge of your seat with much excitement as we move into this morning. Luke chapter 11. Now look, I know that maybe some of you are looking up on the screen now at the picture and you're thinking, he's not going to make it. There's no way. I mean, he's not going to make it. But notice, he's in the position of prayer. And so, through prayer, God makes the impossible happen. And so, we've landed in 2022. He's landed in 2022, and it's only by the power and the grace of God that we made it. Prayer does powerful things. And if you are here today, or you're joining us, or you're new, or maybe you began coming to RFBC at some point last year, we're excited to have you, because we kick off each year by looking back on what we prayed for in 2021 and then looking forward with much excitement into what we're praying towards in 2022. So I would ask you to contemplate this word this morning. One word, the word ask. It's a fascinating word. A lot of you, like me, perhaps have been asking for cold weather and snow. We're ready to go sledding. I know some of you don't want to hear that, but we're asking, right? Some of you are asking for Alabama to win, and then there's many of us that are saying, Lord, please, we ask anyone but Alabama. My word. Okay. Some of you last week got exactly what you asked for, whereas others, you asked and you asked and you asked, and then you opened up presents on Christmas Day and you didn't get what you asked for. And now your parents and grandparents are saying, I'm asking you to trust me. It wasn't what you needed. It wasn't best, or we couldn't afford it, or maybe on down the road, but some things probably never. And so ask is an interesting word. Some of us got more than we could ever ask for. But I want you to think and hear the words of Jesus this morning when his disciples came and asked him a question. So please, looking at Luke chapter 11, verse 1, stand with me this morning in reverence and honor for the reading of God's holy, inerrant, inspired, infallible word. We will kick off with just one verse. It came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, that he, being Jesus, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is here that we just pause for a moment and we ask for your Holy Spirit to work in accordance with your word in our hearts and our minds and move us into 2022 to be a people who ask, to be a people who pray, to be a people who come to you with and for everything, trusting you know when what we ask for isn't what we need and when it is. And let us never stop believing that no matter how hard or challenging life is, or how difficult 2021 was, that nothing has changed how worthy and good and all loving and powerful you are. So let us move into 2022 trusting and asking you, our good Father. Bless this time now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you would, just keep your Bible open right there in verse in Luke chapter 11, as we not really going to exegete this text, but just kind of use it to spring into our 2022 request. But maybe if you look from verse 2 to verse 13, your Bible probably has three paragraphs broken down into Jesus' response to what his disciples were asking of him. Lord, we've heard you pray. whoa, wow, we're asking you to teach us to pray the way that you pray. And so you know that the thing that Jesus responds with first is a familiar prayer, the prayer that many of you have prayed your whole life. You pray before football games, and you probably memorized it at an early age. But let's step back and just think for a second. Jesus responds and says, look, when you pray, what you need to do is you need to understand that you're asking and you're talking to your heavenly Father. And so Father is going to begin in verse 2 and Father is going to end in verse 13. Jesus is saying this is relational. This isn't I'm sitting on Santa's lap asking for something, come down my chimney and give it to me. This is you in relationship with your heavenly Father, asking as we move into 2022 in a relationship with him to do what only he can do. And so Jesus begins and says, will you ask for him to make his name holy in your life? His name is holy, but will you ask him to hallow it in your life? And in doing that, will you ask for his heavenly kingdom way of thinking to come crashing into your earthly way of thinking so that you can experience his will being accomplished in your life? Because if you go into 2022 with your will being done, it won't be heaven on earth. It will be evil on earth. And he moves on to then say, so when you ask these things, understand that it's okay to ask for God to give you daily just what you need because he knows it. And then as you're asking, ask him to forgive you of your sins. This is not a request for salvation. This is a request to keep the relationship in 2022 moving, growing, changing, full of life and excitement. So he says, ask for the forgiveness of your sins, but do so in such a way that you're willing to forgive others who have done you wrong in 2021. This is God's way of really saying, look, if you go into 2022 holding on to the hurt that happened in 2021, there will be no heaven on earth in 2022, because God's really saying, and Jesus is saying, if you really want me to teach you to pray, this comes back to you being conformed to be like me. And this is why this prayer is not the Lord's prayer, because Jesus never sinned. Jesus never had to ask for forgiveness of sin. This prayer is a prayer for anyone who would want to follow Jesus going into 2022 and asking God to forgive us of our sins as we follow his example and forgive others who have hurt us or wronged us. And he closes out with, ask that you would not be led into temptation, because in 2022, you're going to be tempted. I'm going to be tempted. Evil stands at the door, and Jesus says, I want you to ask for deliverance from the evil one. And then you just can kind of imagine him pausing and saying, well, that's okay. That's a lot to chew on. That's a lot to kind of ask for. And then Jesus says, okay, let me just put it to you in a story. I love parables, because parables is Jesus' way of reaching into heaven and bringing it to earth and saying, let me grab something earthly and help you to see something heavenly. So he says, in light of the request, imagine that you're at home and you're in bed and you're there, and all of a sudden at midnight a friend knocks on your door. And when they knock on your door, they've been on a long journey. That it's an unexpected visit, and he says the thing that you need is you need to feed them, but you don't have bread to feed them. It's $50 a loaf at Ingles. You ain't got $50 loaves stored up right now because the economy's crazy. And so, and Jesus says, here's what you do. You go to your neighbor who is also your friend, and you tell him what's going on, and you ain't got anything to feed your visitor with. And so Jesus says, but here's the thing. Your friendly neighbor will look to you and say, look, it's midnight, man. I mean, could you have not asked tomorrow? My kids are asleep, and if I start prowling around for food to give to you, to give to your unexpected visitors, they're going to wake up. And then Jesus says this and just brings it all together in verse 8. He says, here's kind of the point of the parable. I say to you that though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. In other words, the visitor kind of paints a picture of what you and I spiritually need in 2022. We've got visitors, they're hungry, and we need to feed them. The friendly neighbor has what you need in your home and in your life. And Jesus is saying, look, when you pray and when you ask of your Heavenly Father, I want your prayer life to be something that's persistent, that's reoccurring. I don't want you to feel guilty to ask. I don't want you to feel ashamed to ask. I don't want you to feel unworthy to ask in 2022. I want you to talk and to ask and to keep asking. And my Heavenly Father will be just like that friend, and he will respond to your persistence going into 2022 and give you just what you need. So now he wraps this up and he says, man, I'm glad you guys asked, because here's what I really want you to know about your prayer life, especially going into 2022, especially today, whenever we ask you to grab a 2022 prayer magnet in the back on your way out to take it home and slap it on your refrigerator. He says, here's what I want you to know. And he says it like this in verse 9. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open for everyone, for anyone, for all the failures of 2021 and the successors of 21. He who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Now pause for a second and step back. Who are we asking again? We're asking our Heavenly Father, parents and grandparents and friends and neighbors and father figures and mother figures are all in this room. You know that there's times in life that what you ask for, now you can look back and you can say, thank God that didn't work out. Thank God that something happened at that day or that week or that year, and that I didn't get what I was asking for, because what I was asking for I thought was what I needed, but he knew it wasn't, and it would only take me further from him. So he goes on to then say, look, if your son asks for bread, what father is going to give him a stone? Who's going to give him a rock? If your son asks for a fish, what father is going to hand him a snake? So he kind of wraps it all up to inspire our 2022 prayer request by saying this. If you then being evil, he's using the hyperbole. If you then being our sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, born sinners into a sinful, evil world, but somehow you know how to give good gifts to your children. You know how to give gifts that are good and beneficial to your children. Grab hold of this as we move into 2022. How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? To those who are persistent in asking him. To those who say, I want heaven to invade my earthly way of thinking, and I want you to do it. He says, look, we're going to open up the floodgates to you, to your family, to your home, to the church as we move into 2022. So I'm a little excited about this. Are you excited on the edge of your seat? So let's pause for a second and let's look back on 2021. And I want you to think about what we asked for a year ago. I had such a ball listening to David's sermon this week from a year ago. And then let that move us into 2022. Last year, many of you received one of these magnets. They've been sitting back there somewhere all year long. If you hadn't seen them, you're going to grab one hopefully today on the way out. But we want this to be something simple and powerful and practical that you can go to at your refrigerator, at home, or just 5-10 second prayers, but you understand what's behind these requests. And so a year ago, we gave those out. And the first two things that's on that prayer request is that God would establish individuals in their faith and equip them to serve through love, and that God would expand our faith as a church family of believers. So everything starts individually, and then it moves to corporately as a church body. So just let's think again what we were asking last year and what will always be the driving passion of this church. We want no one to be confused or doubtful of the gospel or of their salvation, because Jesus never asked for that. Jesus asked that we would be growing and changing and transforming. And so it is our greatest desire for individuals to be established, to be confident in who they are because of whose they are, to be clear on the gospel so that you can't just go around wondering if you're saved, but you can go around talking about your salvation and sharing the gospel with other people. And so in this last year, we have saw individuals who have come to faith in Jesus as their Savior. We saw individuals step into the baptismal and say, I am publicly making my profession of faith known to the world, and I want to follow Jesus. But with that, this is just the starting point. And this is why we love church. We love church ministries and activities, because this is the starting point of being equipped, as Ephesians 4 says, to do the work of ministry, because God has a work of ministry for every individual in this room. And what did we see last year? We saw individuals step into new roles, serving in the nursery, serving in Kids for Christ, serving and leading in the youth, serving back there in the tech booth. We saw new faces, and we saw other people come in and help with in the women's ministry. We saw, I think, about 20 of you go in a day early with me to Hazel Creek to carry in food and gear and help set up for the other 20 that would come in the next day. We saw individuals sweating and getting dirty inside and outside the church on those church work days and cleaning the place up, all of which couldn't be done without you being confident that this is a part of church life. This is me. Actually, let me pause and say it this way. Here's what we don't want. We don't ever want anyone to say, well, somebody's got to do it, so I guess I should. Well, that's a need, so I just need to step into it. We always want every individual to be confident that in serving in the different ways that church allows you to, that this is you getting to worship. It's you getting to say, God has so loved me, now I get to go and love and serve and help others. And so even, man, I still think to this day that the most celebrated people in heaven are going to be those that served in the nursery, because it's challenging, it's tough, but they're blessing parents and to be out in Sunday school and out in the sanctuary. And many of you were here this morning cooking with Jeremy, serving, preparing, helping. So now think about this. I want to show you some pictures for just a moment as we kind of just reflect back and maybe even share with others that are new to the church. Here are a lot of the different things that God is doing in response to this big idea of establishing, equipping, and expanding the faith, your faith, within and throughout this church and the community. Ways that he has done that this year is through life groups. Life groups meeting in the homes, life groups building relationships, life groups studying the word and asking questions. We want to create environments all throughout the church where you can meet, talk, and say and do all the wrong things, but still have a place to where individuals are praying for you and getting to know you. And that was Trevor and Charlotte's group, that was Jeremy's group, and this is David and Dana's group from last year, and my Tuesday group, shout out for 2 years there, and then Ben Thacker's group and many others. Now, you'll notice some of those that were taken in the same room. That's because what I need you to do this year is what didn't happen last year. If you're in a life group right now, we need you at some point this year to take a picture in your home, not my basement, and just and send it to me, email it to me at some point. But this bottom picture really captures just, I think it's so powerful. There's a daughter sitting at Life Group in between her parents. Baby Reese is there, soon to come out. And here's Harper, her sister, and just looking at the example of the parents. And this is the heart of the church, is that every ministry would always bless the home and bless the children and bless the marriage and bless your relationships with those you go to school with and work with. Such a powerful picture. And then many of you were equipped this year through Renew, through the women's ministry, which meets on Sunday nights. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, grab one of these red sheets of paper on your way out today. Grab a hold of Sharla right here, or Kendall right there, and say, hey, what's Renew all about? What do you ladies do? You look pretty happy in that picture. But this continues to happen in the church through youth group. You know, I would be curious to say, and you don't have to raise hands, but I'll just kind of step back and think, I wonder how many people that are in the 30s, 37 or older like myself can look back and say, I had a youth pastor and I had multiple male and female youth leaders serving me and pouring into me as an adolescent in middle school, in high school, when I was facing some of the most challenging decisions and temptations in my life. Man, I just love that this church is equipped with youth leaders. There's the female youth life group, and then here's the youth out serving, out doing for others, not themselves, in the midst of a world that's constantly promoting a Me Too movement. It's all about you. There they are sitting there studying, and then here they are on a retreat. And here's just something else that's so fascinating, because the youth does something outside of the church every month, on top of meeting on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Something that you may not know, but I would want you to know, is there's so many individuals that come to youth on Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, and retreats that are not currently actually here on Sunday mornings because they're a part of another church, which is okay. And or they work at Wendy's or somewhere in town on Sunday mornings. And this youth is something they cling to, they look forward to. And so as a church, your resources and individuals are constantly going outward and blessing those here and even those in our community. Many of you know about the Camping for Christ ministry that had its 12th year this last year. Yeah, I've taught Frank how to do selfies. I haven't taught him how to set his phone up on timer yet, but we'll get there. But many of you know that for 11 years ago, me and a great friend started this ministry, or 12 years ago, but last year is having to have some real heart-to-heart evaluations. And Frank started as an eighth grade camper in the Camping for Christ ministry, which does a couple overnighters and then camps for 4 days during spring break. And long story short, Frank was a camper and then a leader in that ministry for 10 of the 11 years. He was ready to take it over. And so in giving it to him, many of you for the first time signed up to help Frank with the Camping for Christ ministry. And Ben will tell you, over the years, so many kids have started coming to youth group because they were first introduced to this church through the Camping for Christ ministry. And there they are up in the Blue Ridge Mountains having a big time. But this prayer request that we asked of the Lord continued all summer long through summer family fellowship, whenever we just take a break as a church and we plan and prepare and get together to play or to talk. Mike looks like he's heard some pretty inspiring words of wisdom right there in that picture. But it's in these settings that we want children young to grow up saying, man, I didn't just sit in a building my whole life with my church family. I got to know them and they got to know me. We had conversations. We played together. I beat them and they beat me in different games. And we got to know each other. And it's neat that sometimes during these summer family fellowship settings that people walk away saying, well, huh, that group of people aren't, they're pretty fun to be around. They're not so and other times people build relationships that help them to become comfortable enough to want to start coming to your life group or to start coming to Renew or to start coming to Sunday school. But then this year it continued through VBS. And just here's a look at the right side of the stage and then the left side of the stage. We had 55 to 59 kids every night singing songs. My God is the King of the giants. My God is the King of the lions. My God is the King of the creatures of the sea. My God is the King of me. Some of you have had that on repeat the whole time, hadn't you? It's amazing. But we had an amazing time, and so many of you stepped in and served and helped facilitate all the things that it takes to make that kind of ministry happen. And look who got blessed. The children grow up just looking forward and having fun each night. And just my favorite part was the third night when the kids were just so sad to find out they don't come back the next night. I mean, that was fun and exciting for the kids. But I want the kids to know, then you went caroling. You went and you stood at the nursing home and some other homes, and there were people who were thrilled in that nursing home to see your face and to hear your voice. And you know what you were doing? You were celebrating Christmas. You were celebrating the faithfulness of God, and God was ministering through you to others. But then, did we lose it? Is it up? Oh, we lost it. Something happened to that picture. But we had a Christmas play, and almost all of you were either here or you've seen it at some point. And that in that play, children all over this church became sheep and cows and pigs and donkeys and chickens and shepherds and wise men and angels and Mary and Joseph. And in that night, I want you to think about this. People, that was the greatest gathering of grandparents I've ever seen in my life. There was more old people here that night. Okay, I'm just kidding. Look, it was amazing, but there were people here. There was family at home and in other states watching online. And I want our children to know, you were proclaiming with joy and excitement that our God is faithful. And when those shepherds ran all through the sanctuary saying, Christ is born and Christ has come, some of you came and told us that you were just crying with joy and thinking, yeah, this is what Christmas is all about. But then I want you to look at number 4 on our prayer requests. We asked last year for you to pray, and we were asking of God to provide the funds needed for the Life Center. And in a very hard year, and in a year where our economy progressively got worse, did anyone see a gift that would come through a relationship that an individual had with an individual in this church, and that person would then say, well, sure, I would just love to give towards that and let the church do with it? And that individual who gave had no idea that you and I were asking for this provision. And so quickly, what we couldn't see, but what God could see, was us meeting Sharla one day to sign a contract, not only to receive the land, but to quickly get the land sold. And $135,000 that just came from where? From the goodness of God. So what are we asking in 2022? We're asking that the Life Center would be completed. And here's just a quick update kind of where that is. We've been trying for the past couple months to kind of get locked in with a company that can build this and run into a few things along the way. But right now it's almost set in stone, and the price of the building and all that over the last year has about doubled. But God is providing. God has been providing. And so we're asking that as we get locked in 2022, that we're going ahead and going forward with building, and we think that enough is there to complete the building itself, and maybe all we might lack when it's all said and done is just what we need for the tables and chairs and maybe the basketball goals. Because here's the reality: we've far outgrown that fellowship hall. But this is more than just a building. This comes back to the individual. This comes back to a place where we can meet and eat, a place where children can play and the youth can gather, a place where men and women too, if you want to throw down on some basketball, can meet and play and continue year round when it's cold and rainy to build relationships, a place where moms with young kids can meet and talk and walk and have their children in a closed-in space and away from the road and that kind of thing. So the purpose behind this is still the vision of the church, that life would happen in the life center through and within the church body, that it continues to encourage conversations and your personal growth. So pray in 2022 that the details to make this happen would happen. Now fix your eyes, if you would, on number three from last year. We asked God to use this church, to work through this church, to establish, equip, expand, and expand the faith of others throughout the world. This is Jesus's prayer in Matthew, or his commission in Matthew 28, to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Start, invest where you are, but keep others outside of where you are always as your main focus. And so you just step back and think for a moment some of the ways that God faithfully answered that prayer request last year. Last year we had our sixth annual men's ministry adventure on Hazel Creek. We had men from Michigan, men come down from Missouri, men come down from Indiana, men come down from Boone, North Carolina. A couple guys from a church over in Franklin came over, and about 39 or 40 of you, we met, we studied, we explored copper mines. We prayed and we edified one another and had an amazing time. And in fact, some of those men that are from other states have already called me, actually like 2 weeks ago, and their one request was this: can you please tell us when men's ministry is going to be in 2022, because we're not making any decisions with our fall schedule until we have that one down first. And I just kind of sat back and was like, wow, the church is reaching and ministering to people outside of itself. Think about Scott and Carol. Carol spending the whole summer at Truett Camp last year, cooking with a cook team, ministering to the cook team, and serving campers week after week. And then recently going to Shelby, North Carolina, with the backpack ministry. And then just about a week and a half ago in Kentucky, serving and ministering to victims from the tornado. And so we just want to pause right here and say, you never know at any given time when you are taking what God is doing in your life group, in your Sunday school, in your personal study, and is now using it to minister to other people from out of here that you're rubbing shoulders with. But it keeps going. Last year, after a one-year apprenticeship program that Ben Thacker overseen, we had the great joy and the privilege to see Ethan Ramsey lay down his doctrinal statement of faith, stand before a group of men, questioned for hours, and then brought him and Sarah up on this stage and ordained them into the gospel ministry. And there they are quickly serving with Eternal Truth Ministries, a ministry that has invested so much of its time and energy and resources into you and into this church, a ministry that still today meets with Ben, myself, Ethan, Frank, David every week to talk about the sermon, what was clear, what wasn't. You know, you get some rebukes along the way, you get some edification along the way, but as iron sharpens iron, so can one man sharpen one another. And then right in the middle of the year last year, as you were praying, God, let us be a church that thinks and goes and ministers outside of ourselves, what happened? This church in Kinston, North Carolina, more than 6 hours away, was reaching and reaching and continuing to reach and saying, will you, we see, we watch online, some have even visited, we see the transition that has happened. Help us to make that transition. We want it, but we don't know how to get there. And the very man that would be preaching this sermon last year would then be the family set apart, sent out from this church to go and to serve and to minister. And then just a few days ago, this picture is taken in Eastern North Carolina. Frank and Jasmine are sent out from this church to serve alongside David and Dana. And so what are we asking for in 2022? Specifically, we're asking that we could model and minister well to Emmanuel Baptist Church out in Kempston, North Carolina, that we as a church could continue to be sensitive to how is God doing the same thing he was doing in Acts 14 that we just studied months ago, using and working through a church to bless and minister and encourage another church with the principles and the beauty and the joy of disciple making. So even our youth will be going out in just a couple of weeks in that direction. Tim Palmer and the Klein parents are actually there now. And so don't you just wonder what will 2022 hold that God will use as we minister to this church to actually do a work in this church here? And it's just so fun because churches are often competing with each other. They're attacking each other. They're putting each other down because this church don't do it like this church. Whereas we're stepping back and saying, God, the church is God's people. This is a church of Jesus in which he is the head. And if we can participate with God in the work that he's doing in another church, and we have the capacity to send out some of our best, well-equipped servants, then hallelujah, let's do it. But I want you to think, there's someone else that is also asking something about you. There's someone else that's intentionally asking to you. So just step back and hear what Jesus said to Peter. And let's be real as we move into 2022 and think about why it's so urgent that our prayer life and what we're asking is so intentional. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Satan has asked for you. It's you, Simon, that he's asked for, the bold one, the outspoken one, the courageous one. And what he was asking is to sift you as wheat, Simon. You're a threat to the evil that he's doing in this world. But Jesus said, look, I want you to know, buddy, I've prayed for you. I've went to the throne room of my heavenly Father asking that your faith should not fail. And when you've returned to me, Simon Peter, strengthen your brethren. Maybe 2021 had some failures for you. Maybe you look back on 2021 and you believe that lie. I am a failure. I am no good. I have sinned and I have failed. And you know what God might be saying to you just so clearly today? If we're going to experience heaven on earth in 2022, we got to leave the failures of 2021 right back there where they're at. Come into his presence, asking for forgiveness, but believing what Jesus said. When you've returned to me in 2022, I'm going to work through you to strengthen and to bless others for my name and for my glory. Wow. So here's what we're asking in 2022, that's going to be at the top of this prayer magnet on your way out. We're asking you to pray about wisdom, that you and I and all the individuals in this church would seek and share wisdom in Christ. And here's what we mean by that. The enemy of this world loves to call wisdom foolishness and foolishness wisdom. The Bible says, woe to him who calls good evil and evil good. And we know that we're living in that kind of time right now. And so as we move into 2022, we're asking God to let us be a people who are going after wisdom. The book of Proverbs tells us that God's wisdom is a treasure. And his treasure is not a treasure that's hidden and that's hard to find. It's a treasure that's actually calling out with a voice, wanting to be found. And Proverbs says, those who will go after and seek this treasure will experience just what Jesus prayed for. It will be found. But then Proverbs tells us when this treasure is found and rejoicing happens, that this treasure is meant to be shared. We are praying that as we move into 2022, that we would be a people who cry out for the wisdom that is only found in Jesus. And so I invite you to get excited as we step into Proverbs starting next week. Look at what verse 7 says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. It's where it all starts. But fools despise knowledge or wisdom and instruction. And you pause and you think, well, look, if this is where it starts, then let's go into 2022 saying, Lord, you know best. I am reverencing you. I'm in awe of you. And I don't want to go into 2022 being a fool. I'm asking you to instruct me, to lead me in my finances, in my home, in my relationship, in the way that I'm conduct myself around others and on my phone and on when I look at the TV. Lord, I'm asking you with your wisdom to invade the foolishness of the way I think and the way you may be thinking, so that heaven on earth comes in 2022. Because what's fascinating is Solomon, the son of David, wrote most of Proverbs. And we know that he was the wisest man on earth. But when he writes Proverbs, he writes from the point of view of experience. He writes to tell us, look, I had the wisdom, but I chose foolishness many times. A man with 700 wives should have known a lot earlier than before. Okay, you get what I'm saying. And so hear the words of Jesus in Matthew 12 when the religious leaders were asking for a sign and they were not listening to Jesus. He said, look, the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, I'm telling you, a greater than Solomon is here. As we move into 2022, I am asking you and I'm asking myself, let us be a people who plead for the wisdom that is found in the riches of Christ, a wisdom that will help us to think like, talk like, sing like, and act like Jesus, the person who personified wisdom. And so I'm asking you on your way out today, grab a sermon schedule. Grab at home if you want to, a wisdom notebook. And each week I'm asking you to read the text before we come in and preach on it. And ask God to speak wisdom into your life. And then to go home and take that time and maybe just write down a sentence or two. God spoke this wisdom to me today. And here's what it looks like applied to my life. And it's no wonder that Colossians 3 says, we may not let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all, in all wisdom, teaching you and teaching me and admonishing you and me and one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It is the wisdom of Christ that fuels our exaltation of him when we sing and worship. And now I want to close by pointing you to the final request that's going to be on your prayer magnet. It's actually number 2 on your prayer magnet, but I had to go in this order for this reason. And it is simply this. In 2022, we are asking, and I'm asking you to ask, that God will raise up leaders in this church, leaders for growing ministries and new opportunities. I come to you with a humble heart, asking you to hear me out on this one, to hear the elders out on this one. When I took my week of prayer in the fall, one of the first things that I do is I pause and I ask and I begin to evaluate, Lord, speak into my life. How am I doing as a husband, as an individual, as a follower of you? How am I doing in as a dad with 3 sons? Will they one day rise up and say, Dad prioritized church over us? Let it not be so, Lord. And I begin to ask him to look and speak into my schedule. And then I begin to write down what's going well. Lord, tell me, show me what's going well and what's not going well within the church. And I begin to write down needs that are being fulfilled but need to continue to happen and possibly at a greater capacity, that saints need equipped. More individuals are reaching out constantly to be discipled because they want to serve, they want to teach, and we need more teachers. We need more people to host life groups in their home because the 5 that we have are often full, having between 8 and 12 people. We need more life group leaders and Sunday school teachers and individuals willing to serve in the nursery and in the Kids for Christ program so that we can continue to balance out and not just let people be left to do something by themselves all the time, the year round. And so as I began to write these things out, the first two people that came to mind was David and Frank. David and Dana and Frank and Jasmine, already knowing that they're going to be sent out. And it was just like, wow, there goes two life group leaders. There goes two individuals that serve back here in the tech booth, which is an incredible challenge often. There goes pulpit supply. There goes two Sunday school teachers. There goes servants and leaders in the kids ministry and in the youth ministry. And so as I began to write and begin to pray, I want to share with you today that I heard clearly and confidently from the Lord and was eager to get home and to begin to meet with each elder and to share with them an urgent need of this church as we make it our endeavor to make disciples. And that need simply comes down to this. We need a discipleship pastor. We need someone who can be set aside to continue to oversee what is happening at Emmanuel Baptist Church, someone that's more available than my crazy schedule to help meet the growing needs of this church and the equipping of individuals. And clearly the person that came to mind as I sat and prayed and that I'm asking you to now consider as bringing him on full time for our discipleship pastor is Ben Thacker. And I'm asking you this week because next week is our members meeting. And our constitution and bylaws say that before you bring on a new pastor in a new role, that you, the body, have to be notified for 1 week. And so with great joy and excitement, I'm notifying that of you today. And I'm asking you this week to pray. I'm asking you if you have concerns, questions, or hesitations, contact any one of us. We will make ourselves available this week. And I can assure you, we spent a lot of time at our elders retreat just 3 weeks ago in December talking about this, praying about this, having been to step outside and sit in the car for quite a while, actually, and readjust many things in the budget. And if you're a part of the youth program, I understand right now you may have a lot of concerns and questions, and I would want you to know while it's true that we want this to start as quickly as February, it's also true that we want the youth to be in a transition of leadership from February to the end of the school year and the beginning of the next school year, which is in August. So we don't want to throw a quick, unexpected change on the youth group. And so, with much excitement and with a great request, I am asking you in 2022, would you join me and join us? And as a church, can we go together and move forward and say, God, I see what you're doing. I celebrate what you're doing. I have questions. I have concerns. But I'm going into 2022 asking heaven to invade this church and lead this church by the power of your Holy Spirit and with the wisdom that only he can do.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by the teaching of God's Word. If you have questions or would like more information about our church, you can find us at www.robbinsvillefbc.org or call the office at 828-479-3423. God bless you and have a great day.